All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Why is Solana on our stream? What's he doing? Well, how am I not supposed to be distracted? Don't give me the hands up. Like, how am I not supposed to be distracted by that? You show up backstage, like, for no reason.
First of all.
What am I supposed to ignore it? Like, you're just sitting there backstage, and you're not going to... What am I supposed to do?
Get yourself off mute there, buddy.
You muted your mic. Unmute your mic.
Oh,
your connection
God.
Is fine.
Daniel Solano.
What are you doing?
If I were to do this, by the way...
Why are you looking like Spanish Wolverine?
You look like an armadillo.
What?
An armadillo.
What are you doing? Why are you on our stream?
I have a new house, and I just got my new Wi-Fi installed, and I just wanted to make sure
that the
connection was stable so that on Sunday, you and I were doing Game Day Uncensored, Tobin, and I'm not crapping out on you.
All right.
Did you come on here just to go ahead and...
Just give it a little...
Did you just drop it? Wait, no.
Wait,
did you hear the drop? I got a new house.
He did get a new house.
Yeah, he did.
I gotta say, you gotta throw some furniture around there. That's very, very echoey right now.
Very vacant.
I mean, this place is a skeleton, bro. I don't even have a couch yet. I'm sitting on a outdoor chair. I literally don't. I bought the house. I don't have any money for furniture. So if anybody wants to loan me a couch for a few weeks,
go to
a Leroy. You got NFL money, right? You got that pension. Throw me something.
Wow,
he's not giving you that couch. He loves
it.
I
have NFL money. He's not concussed.
That's all I do is sit on it.
Tobin, I swear I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize. Ah. I texted Jay Fig for clearance because I know she's the video director, and I apologize. I will see myself out. And Jimmy Butler score more than 3 points next
time. Wow, there you go from the official Miami Heat radio experience, audio experience. Pregame host Jimmy Buckets. Jeez. You disappointed him.
You talk about two guys that were, you know, boots on deck, right? But you were on the floor, you were on the court. Two guys that were very, very sad and left.
Terry Rozier told me he was going to sleep with a basketball last night.
I heard that. We heard that.
I was like, what?
He's going to sleep with a ball.
I'm like, that's not what I need,
Is
dude.
Is that going to help?
I don't know. It's a good question. I guess it can't hurt.
Maybe it's the
first. Maybe they all sleep with basketball.
Preseason turning over the basketball, that wasn't quite there tonight. Was it something they did particular? And is it something you guys think you'll put more of a focus on next game?
Probably sleep with the ball.
Very good. I feel good, Terry.
I hope he has protection.
Cleveland guy.
He is a Cleveland guy. I still like watching him play.
You know what?
He's fun.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He plays with a level of energy that we haven't seen in a minute. He's all over the place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I do like the energy in which he plays.
He means well.
I just think they share too much. I'm going to say that. They share too much. I need my dogs to be dogs.
Terry Rozier will not share if you don't want him to share. He'll be like, I'll take the shots.
Hey, and is there anybody that takes better contested threes?
Nah, nobody. I'd rather them be contested.
When he gets cooking... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's fun.
Tobin, hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you know, because, you know, I come in here, you know, periodically when I come into film.
Sure, sure.
I'm reading that there's you have a new voice that you, when you're asking questions.
Nope.
It's not a new voice.
It's banned.
It's the Billie Eilish that he can no longer do on the show.
Oh.
No, it's not the, you guys, first of all, you guys are making up things that I've banned.
The only thing
that's suspended right now.
He's banned from Babushka.
Yeah, I was trying to get out of my suspension for 24 hours yesterday, but it was kind of useless.
But then when he asks questions, he does kind of go Billie Eilish.
They want me to sound like I sound on the show.
And then with the basketball.
But what's wrong with this voice?
I feel like I sound like that. It's just at a more, because it's like, you know, people are getting dressed. It's a locker room. It's depressing after a loss. I don't know.
Your voice was
no, but you
up.
Even when, dude.
You want me to do the hour Tua thing on the mic?
No,
I don't know.
I just want you to talk in this volume and in this tone.
This is the deal. You go in there passive.
I don't think I do.
You soft voice. Come on.
You want me to be a cartoon character?
Are you trying to riz up the play?
Where do we get that from? The cartoon character. Sorry.
I mean, my bad. We did say your sport. We're trying to make a cartoon about your sports life.
That's true.
We're not going to include the interviews because that's not very.
If you guys don't want to respect my journalism, that's fine. I'm boots on the ground.
All right, I got you. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We like Yeah, you
I
do.
My voice sounded
some bass.
I think it sounded bass in your voice. I think it sounded completely normal.
No, dude. Every time you do an interview, I have to go, who is this man? I do not
know. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, you're totally different than...
I don't think I am.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you
Everybody has told you, dude, yeah, you and
are.
You still don't believe it.
I don't know, man. You know what?
You sound like Clark Kent.
Oh, yeah, bruh.
Yeah, you sound like Clark Kent when you're talking to the players instead of being super Tobin, you know. Hey, Terry, why did you miss the shot? Like, you know, that's the type of Tobin that we're used to.
That's what you want me to say to him?
Why not?
No, not say it, but ask a question and, like,
I feel like I asked it a completely normal way.
Well, yeah, not in your soft voice.
No, that's why he gave you that oh, I'm going to sleep with the ball.
I think there's like a...
You're going to what?
I'm going to sleep with the ball. Okay. That's what he said. That was the way Tobin asked the question is the reason why Terry Rozier responded.
Want to take a nap. That's why he wanted to take a nap with the basketball.
It was very soothing. You were too soothing. You were too soothing to them.
Tell you what put me to sleep, them, you know?
Yeah, we could tell. You were dozing off when you asked that question.
Get out of here already? We really don't even want to ask questions?
See, Cat for Life said they want Macho Marlin's voice.
This is not going to work like that, guys.
Why not?
Because it's not a cartoon.
Wait, do you not understand you've done this to yourself, and now you get mad?
I think that's the best answer, NPR Tobin.
I think that's fair. More buttoned up. I wouldn't say different.
Your voice needs some blue jeans.
He didn't wear flip-flops.
Oh, when you wear denim jeans and shoes, you're more reporter. But when
I'm not allowed to wear flip-flops. I already dressed like a bum to games, but I'm not going to wear flip-flops.
Don't do that. Don't show your toes.
Can't show your toes in a locker room.
No, not if you're not getting paid by the team. Those are the only people that should show their toes.
The only guy quieter than me in the locker room yesterday was Jimmy Butler.
Really? No country music?
Nope.
No Michelobes? Out the door?
Out the door. And his baggy-ass jeans.
Could be a...
He kind of looked like Avril Lavigne after the game yesterday.
Could be a preview of after the season.
Scored the same amount of points.
Yeah.
Damn. Was it 5 points? No.
Three.
It was three.
10 points by both men?
He had a dunk and a free throw.
That was a nice alley-oop, though.
Was a great alley-oop. Dude, after he had that alley-oop, I was like, oh, we're going to win the championship.
That's the thing about Tobin. It don't take much to suck him right back in.
I was so excited.
He's disappointed right now. If they go on a 10-0 run to start the game against Charlotte, we back, baby.
You're so vulnerable. It's great. It's so great.
I just am what I am. I can't help it.
So let me ask you this now. On Saturday.
Yep.
Are you going to be watching, focus more on the Heat-Charlotte game or the Knowles-Canes after the Heat's performance last night?
No. The Canes are numero uno right now. The Canes get the big TV.
Okay.
We'll throw the Heat up on the other TV. Hopefully UFC will be over by then. And I'm going to probably – listen, we're going out for my birthday tomorrow, the family. And I might not feel so good afterwards. And I don't know if I'll be able to make trunk or treat.
You sound like you're sick there, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Sound like you're going to be knocked out on Saturday.
Dude, the fact that you have – listen. The fact that you have to say trunk or treat means your grown ass should be out of it. I'm just saying. Right?
Well, that's the thing.
The fact that your neighborhood is making you say trunk or treat.
By the way, Halloween's on a nasty day this year. I feel for you.
On a Thursday?
It's on a Thursday, so therefore you have to do
that. Don't feel bad for me. Feel bad for my wife. She's got to teach all these little hopped up monsters on candy.
I feel bad for you because you now have to do trunk
or treat.
Well,
that's the thing. It's like, why do we need an extra Halloween, you know? I know people have said.
You can't do that on the night of Halloween. So you gotta
next year is perfect.
There are towns that have voted. They want to make it like the last Saturday of or last Friday of every month of October instead. Like do it like Thanksgiving instead of doing it like Halloween, which is always on the 31st.
I like that.
No.
But nobody's done it. But there have been talks about this.
Then it would knock out All Saints.
Well, because here's the deal. A lot of communities celebrate it on the weekend closest to or before Halloween anyway.
Do a lot? I feel like this has been kicked around.
We do it on Saturday where all the people, well, my wife, I stay inside, but she'll put out a table with beverages and whatever at the end of the driveway. And I tell the kids, you can come to this door at your own risk.
What do you mean?
Because if I see him walking down, if I see him walking down the aisle, I'm going to get in the bushes.
Are you going to try to shame them as they're walking?
Oh, no.
Are you trying to take their candy? You trying to take their candy?
No, no, no.
He just likes to scare people.
Like, when I see him, look, when I see him coming down the aisle, coming down the walkway.
Head on a swivel.
And the light ain't on, I go around my house and get in the bushes right next to the door.
They're not a lot, they're not a middle linebacker, Leroy. They're kids.
No, I scare them.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You're going around.
Tell me, baby. The light ain't on.
Come on, Leroy. Are the parents used to this behavior?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
They're not safeties or cornerbacks coming after you.
Listen,
are you
going to
do that this year with your surgery?
Oh, he's going to prove that he's back by doing it.
Oh, no. What are you talking about? I'm good.
See? He's already
I'm already out of all my bandages and stuff.
Oh,
he's
wow.
He's about to go.
But I saw how many cuts I have.
How many?
Like how many? I have 48.
Oh, just so like,
48
Halloween.
Slashes.
So what do you? You look like your legs look like a slasher movie?
Lot of tape. Jeez. It looked like it looked like somebody cut me up to try to get the secrets.
Secrets.
Government agency.
Oh man! So they tortured you.
Jeez.
That's what it looked like.
We'll take
all a I have is little square tape spots where they cut me, all over both my legs.
We'll take a break. Get back into the Dolphins a little bit with 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Mike McDaniel, he had some honest serum yesterday.
No, wait.
What?
Let's be clear. Hmm? Are we gonna believe anything he said after listening to Tyreek?
That was great. Back after this.
I don't understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's coming
to an end. That's like Cheetah talking to Tua right now.
Yeah, he's excited. He is. He's got a different pep in his step. Let's get to 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which are brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins getting set for the Arizona Cardinals. They signed C.J. Beathard yesterday, Leroy, and I found interesting. Because Mike McDaniel, you know, he likes his guys who know the system. He scouted C.J. Beathard. And it sounds like kind of wanted him right out of training camp. Now, he had an injury settlement with the Jaguars. He had a groin injury, so he wasn't available. But he said, like, as soon as he got let go by the Jags, Mike McDaniel was like, brrr, he wanted to get him in there. So kind of sounds like they never wanted Tim Boyle. When I heard that, which makes all the sense in the world because he sucks. So.
Jeez.
Oh, dude, I'm not apologizing for it.
He's not going to sugarcoat it.
If you know Tyree... why I laugh? I'm going to laugh. You know why I laugh?
Why?
Because I remember a year ago around this time.
Yep.
When my team was going through a similar situation.
Yep.
You,
yep,
Leroy,
yep,
were having the times of your life.
Sure were.
Laughing. Doesn't Tim work. Boyle failed Mary.
Yeah.
And in less than a year,
mm-hmm.
Who was quarter?
Hey, but wait.
Wait, what?
But wait. Don't get carried away, Vlad, because you got your guy and we got the same damn record.
And you got your guys who's been playing
it was,
before he got hurt.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
The dude. Same way you've been playing it right now.
You're lashing out, and okay. Here's the thing.
And you
all of us thought the same thing when they signed Tim Boyle, which was, isn't that the Fail Mary guy? And, yeah, it turns out he's the Fail Mary guy. I don't understand how he keeps getting on NFL rosters. Are there anybody? Does anybody want a shot? Does anybody want, like, I saw Brad Kaya is fighting Muay Thai now. Brad Kaya can't get on a roster. This guy is a Canes all-time leader. Tim Boyle is getting on a roster, and Brad Kaya is not throwing footballs anymore. I'm very confused by this. By the way, best of luck to Brad on the Muay Thai career. Very strange. The speaking of quarterbacking cycle, Leroy. Bryce Young is going to get the start for Carolina this week because Andy Dalton was in a car accident, sprained his thumb.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So Bryce Young is back.
First of all, what were you doing to sprain your thumb in a car accident? Were you just trying to?
I don't
probably
know.
Hit a curb or something, and the car jerked. The steering wheel jerked and caught your thumb.
Yep. But I think everybody's okay, but he did suffer an injury, so he is not playing. Bryce Young is back. And then you got Thursday Night Football tonight. The Rams, who seem like they're starting to sell everybody, they are taking on the Vikings, which
keep in mind, Vlad, mm-hmm. you ever watch NASCAR or Formula One or anything like that?
Yeah.
What's the first thing they do when they get an accident? Take their hands off the steering wheel.
No, I understand that. I just want to know a little bit more of the accident because it's like, you know, you're a quarterback, you know, Andy Dalton, like the most important thing is your hands. So what happened?
You
ain't thinking like that, though.
It was kind of to his point with the whole playing football thing. We take a risk when we drive.
You know? No, because you remember Ryan Fitzpatrick's career ended because of a
water slide. Which he denies.
But everybody
knows it. Yeah, he got very sensitive when asked about it by Stugatz. Very sensitive.
Yeah, but
which is not surprising. He's a sensitive guy.
Oh.
But everybody looks at him like he's some incredible leader or something like that. And really, all he is a doofus with a beard. Trust me. Kelsey's coming for all your stuff, dude. Both of them. He'd be nothing without a Hawaiian shirt and a beard. It's the facts. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Guy gave a year of bad PR to Tua just because he cried to the media. My team. Never made the playoffs. How does he get in a commercial with Kevin Hart? I mean, I know he really wasn't in a commercial because Kevin Hart was elsewhere. Because, like, if Kevin Hart really knows you, he dances in the living room with you like LeBron. But if he does know you, he goes, you want me to be in a commercial with who?
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Kevin. He's a longtime NFL quarterback.
Let's green screen it. He's showing up for Tom Brady. Fitz. Anyway, Thursday Night Football tonight. You buy into this? You see the fodder and the chatter all over the place on the internet, Leroy? That the Vikings may snoop around Matt Stafford? Or is that too weird in the middle of the season?
It's a little weird because you figure, okay, you're going to spend that much money. It's going to take a couple of 2 or 3 weeks unless isn't that guy from the Rams?
Who? Yes, I think he might be.
O'Connell
is. That, keep in mind, that might be the tie-in there, that he could come in and pick it up. Are they not happy with
he's come back to earth a little bit. You know, he had that incredible, he had almost like a Fitzpatrick Bucks run.
He didn't play bad this past Sunday. Just lost.
They lost.
Right. I'm not a big fan of overreacting. It's the same thing that, you know, to me the most important thing is winning. And we've had two situations that I'm a little confused by. One is in Pittsburgh, and one would be in Minnesota if they went this route.
Yeah.
Right? He must – Russell, like, they good, must though. Be winning, but offensively they must be missing a lot of plays, right? Because only they would know that because all we do is see the wins.
Although you did have, you know, Flacco come in the middle of the year to the Browns, and he slung it. Like, how crazy could it be that Stafford goes to an actual good team? That'd be kind of fun.
I mean, true. I mean, what are you willing to give up when you know that your guy, the guy that you won, thought was going to be the guy, will be back next year?
Right. Not only that, and Stafford's a lot of money. He just re-signed a deal with the Rams. That's people a lot of money.
Yeah, but if you have a quarterback who doesn't make money, like J.J. McCarthy doesn't make any money. So you have that slot there, you know?
He's still spending $60, $70 million at the quarterback position.
But how long are you going to keep Matthew Stafford?
I don't know.
Because you were going to give the starting job to McCarthy, so that means you were very comfortable with him taking the helm of the team.
Right, exactly.
You're going to have to watch that body language tonight. You'll have to see how tight is that hug on Kevin O'Connell afterwards, you know?
I mean, Sam Darnold could also make him forget about all that and just go out there.
He could. He could. Maybe this has all just been fodder to get Sam Darnold fired up.
I don't believe his
gig. Wait, I get it.
You know what? That why?
What?
I love when people say we're just trying to get him motivated or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play games with your guys. You don't play games with your guys.
Well, D. Right? Wade had a halftime chat with Jimmy Butler last night. He went out there and scored no buckets.
Definitely didn't do anything for him in the second half.
And he's like, hey, all right, hey, man. Hey, good dude for Riles, huh? And he goes, oh, the guy who told me to shut up? Sure, D. Wade.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to imply that Jimmy Butler purposely...
Yeah, of course. He's turned over all stones.
Am I
right
implying that Jimmy Butler intentionally tanked Pat Riley night?
Yes.
Let me just say this, Vlad. I'm not implying it.
He said, I did not say it.
You know when a negative plus a negative equals a positive. You know that, right?
I'm just telling you. This guy is a master troll, okay? He did the dreads all summer, showed up with his first costume at Media Day. He knows how to long play the troll game, all right? Did the same thing with TJ Warren, circling on the calendar. You don't think it's crazy when he sat back then? He goes...
Here's the one thing that I think sometimes we tend to forget. Okay?
Let me just say something right now. If you say the words he's a competitor after this,
no.
I'm leaving.
No. I'm not going to say that. But what I am going to say is you can play games all you want. But Father Time is undefeated. So when you go to play those games, then you reach into your back pocket for that extra, and your body says no. Then what?
Better defender last.
Because we just make the assumption that Jimmy's going to just be Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Better defender last night, Jalen Suggs or Father Time? Hard to say.
Father Time.
Jalen Suggs was fouling a lot.
Hey, can I just tell you? Father Time kept Jimmy to 3 points.
Brutal.
But we did the same thing, and my biggest argument with the Aaron Rodgers thing was we kept doing the same thing. Like, just saying, oh, we don't need Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers, we just need him to be there. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
40 years old sometimes says he can't be that either.
Dade Sass says Tobin wanted to give Jimmy the extension. I do. I stand by it. By the way,
you still want to give it to him?
Well, the 1 year one. I'm not giving him 4 years.
But
let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you, after that performance, I dare him to opt out of $55 million. I dare him. We'll see. We'll see if he's got the stones.
Wait. Guess what?
Yep.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Hmm?
Look at me.
Yeah.
That decision might not have to be made by the Heat, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's his option.
But it might not be for the Heat.
I don't understand. So you're saying he's going to opt in and demand a trade?
Or they could trade him before that.
Maybe. We'll see. You know?
like that? That's usually how Pat does things.
He couldn't have been happy that they ruined his night.
I don't see. The night was the night. Here, the night was the night. Was the game.
That man sweet talked his wife.
Oh man,
a love letter to 20,000 people in the attendance and millions watching around the world. He was he set the mood. There was going to be some Motown at the old apartment later, and Jimmy Butler Miami Heat
in an apartment
ruined it, dude. All the old love apartments. No, what are you talking about? It doesn't matter how rich
Ross
they are. The
got
old
a
love
Coconut
apartments.
Grove Mansion.
We have no idea that. You don't know that.
I don't know. He has no apartment.
The old love to downsize.
No, they don't like. They got grandkids. They want more space for the grandkids.
I don't think that's true. They love to. They love to go over. You know, Poppy and Grandma. They love to have like a little blow up bed.
But
you
this
know,
is a different
you know
type
you're
of.
Wrong with this.
Yes,
okay.
You know that this is a different umbrella.
I'm not wrong. The old love to downsize. You're not going to convince me otherwise. That's all old people talk about.
The old and Pat Riley are just
when we talk about old, and Riley's like a different type of old. He's like a cool old.
Agreed.
He's not getting a party.
He's also the same guy who dressed up like Aladdin on a boat.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago though.
He was a little younger than that.
You know?
Dude, once you get to old, you're just old.
Have your romantic night ruined by your overpaid fat cat roster? Try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. And the great thing is, it's online, no doctor's visits, no pharmacy waiting, just gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package. And I got a great deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Just pay $5 for shipping. They even got mint flavors. So go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
The old love Blue Chew.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Imagine every player's aiming coach right. Master recipes under stove lights. The number on his jersey is the quote price. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? Everybody get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to win a Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway, go to WQAM.com/contests. Dave & Buster's Eat, Drink, Play, Watch Sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Panthers back on the ice tonight, Leroy, against the New York Rangers. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop from MSG tonight.
Vlad, what that candy situation looking like?
We got some. What do they got over here, Vlad?
We got good stuff here. We got some gummy bears.
Not a gummy bears fan.
Twizzlers.
Okay, what?
You're not a gummy bear fan?
Who's not a gummy bears fan?
Oh, my gosh.
Me. I don't like gummy bears.
Some milk duds?
That's, you know what that is?
Looks like
all candies that rip your teeth out of your mouth.
Looks like your forehead.
what are you saying?
It looks like his forehead?
Wait a minute. Then if I'm a milk dud, then you a milk dud dark chocolate.
Oh, come on. I don't mind being dark chocolate. I'm a Hershey. I'm a Hershey.
I'm just saying.
But look.
Yeah.
That doesn't look good on camera. I'm going to say that right now.
Hey, so wait, they ain't got no Snickers, the little baby Snickers.
Do you want to see what's going on?
I'm trying to
get the
situation.
Am I wrong, ladies and gentlemen? Does not that look like your bowl?
The figure is walking over to the candy bowl.
It looks like a rabbit.
She's
going to
bring this all over.
All right, guys.
Oh, I see some. Hold on.
All right.
Now, I'm going to tell you yay or nay right now.
Ready?
Yep.
You gotta say what it is.
Yes,
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
If you said no to that, that's kind of ridiculous. It's like a top 4 candy.
Yeah, I would
candy.
Just end the stream right now. All right, there is a Hershey's bar.
Yep.
Milk chocolate.
Right? Hard to go wrong with that.
Hard to go wrong. We have Whoppers.
Nope.
We call that the Tyreek Hill answer.
Okay. We have Rolo.
When one refers to a Whopper, are you talking about...
Rolo is old school. Point. I like them, but here's the deal. To be fair, a Rolo is nothing but a different shaped milk dud.
Wasn't Rolo the loser brother in Vikings?
I don't know.
Leroy?
Oh,
wasn't his name Rolo?
Something like that.
Rolo always lost fights, and then he was trying to
but
go...
Rolo is just a different shape milk dud.
Rolo was trying to do sneaky moves on Ragnar. He was trying to help other kings, and then he was in disgrace, you know. But then he had was in an arranged marriage at one point. Spoiler alert.
Why are you spoiling TV shows right now?
How long ago?
It's a 7-year-old TV show. Like,
number one.
Twizzlers. We got Twizzlers.
Love Twizzlers.
Out.
Twizzlers great.
Strawberry flavored, by the way. I feel like Glenn is the only one.
Leroy like vines.
Twizzlers.
Leroy looks like a guy that like vines.
Nope.
He doesn't like chewy candies.
Milk duds, obviously.
Nope.
The Leroy's.
Although, again, I'm going to say that's a Rolo and a milk dud are similar.
I think we're almost done.
I think he's got
it. We got a Kit Kat.
Yep.
We love that. All right. And we got the gummies.
Yeah.
No.
That's the best, baby.
Thrilling.
Huh?
No, all the
Leroy,
gummy bears
his candy. You have
I think we have a good selection.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's all right. You know.
It's all
you
right.
know what?
You know it was
I don't go to them bum ass houses that put that one jawbreaker in the thing.
Oh, who's gonna put a jawbreaker in there?
You know the one individually wrapped jawbreaker?
I'll tell you it was a jawbreaker.
And give me as many nerds as you can.
You like nerds?
Yeah.
See, I'm a chocolate guy. You a candy guy.
I like the nerd ropes.
Yeah, that's what you got to diversify your taste.
Isn't that what we say in candy? Like I don't understand.
No, but wait, I do like watermelon Sour Patch.
Great, that's candy. You've really branched out there. Good for you. You're so brave.
It's not that bad. I like that.
Watermelon Sour Patch is delicious.
Just try a little something different, baby. You know, I'm just saying.
I try them. Like when I go, listen. First of all, I'm going to see. What am I going to see this week? What's coming out this week?
A movie.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what movie. Venom. Was it? Venom. Going to see Venom. And
what do you think of Leroy?
Did they try that already?
Twice.
What do you think Leroy? What do you think Leroy's ordering at a concession stand at a movie theater?
I've definitely seen it.
Nothing.
Oh, you've seen it already, Toby.
Oh, wait. This
is all I'm ordering,
right?
This is all I'm ordering at the concession stand: a big bag of popcorn and a slushie.
Yeah.
Coke and cherry mix. Now when I go in there, I'm shaking like a mariachi because all the candy I got in my pocket that I brought in.
A mariachi?
Mariachi?
Huh?
What?
Mariachi?
Isn't it a mariachi?
No.
What is it called?
It doesn't matter.
Wait, how you going to tell me I'm wrong? You can't tell me what it
is. It's a mariachi.
Because he can't tell you what
it is. You did a spo last night when he called him Banchero. I'm like, you should probably know his name. Like, he kicked your ass.
Did you coach him in the Olympics?
So look, first of all, I get a little bit of chocolate. So I'm going to get some goobers or some turtles.
You're old school. That's what it is. Leroy's old. That's why he goes for the old school toys. I mean, old school candy. Goobers?
What do you mean?
Who eats turtles?
Who eats goobers?
What the hell's a goober?
Yeah, it's chocolate with peanuts.
Nobody eats goobers anymore.
Is that the same as a Milk Dud?
No, they don't.
No, Milk Dud don't have peanuts in it.
No, Milk Dud doesn't have peanuts.
Kind of sounds like we have copyright infringement.
Milk Dud is the same as a Rolo, just different shape.
It's Leroy's forehead. I'm telling
you. The hell's a Rolo? The Rolo's the circle Rolo's with the caramel in it.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. The circle chocolate with the caramel.
That's what a Milk Dud is.
Do you want one?
No, a Milk Dud is like nougat, isn't it?
No, it's the caramel.
I don't think so.
No, this is caramel.
Listen, right, don't tell me about candy, dude.
You shut down like half of them. How do I know you know?
That don't mean I don't know what they are.
Nah, I don't trust it.
I go get me some watermelon
this
is Sour
a different
Patch.
Texture than
I go
this.
Get some. I get some turtles, and I get some goobers. Sometimes I get raisinets. Ew. Raisinets go good with your popcorn.
Raisinets are for the old.
What are you talking about?
Raisinets suck.
And I'm going to tell you right now, anybody in my group,
a bunch, okay?
Anybody in my group, tell me to get them, what's them little mint things?
Junior mints?
Junior mints can kick the sharpest of rocks.
What about snow caps?
Snow caps suck.
Okay, dude.
Snow caps suck.
You came out here. I don't like
hard candy with chocolate.
You're caving for raisinets and you have the audacity to say that about snow caps?
Seriously.
I'm telling you, snow caps. Who eats snow caps?
I don't mind a snow cap. It's not my favorite, but if it's snow cap is offered, I'm gonna eat it.
First of all, you don't say no to anything. So having this conversation with you is a move point.
I'm not a fan of nut and chocolate together.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
That's a
except for Snickers. Thing. Except for Snickers. Okay. Snickers is the only exception. But peanut M&Ms.
Those are good.
Anything.
Whoa.
I'm not gonna get them to go to the movies, but I'll eat them.
Nothing bad you could say about peanut M&M's.
I just did. I went.
Now
it's you.
Big
that's
spoon,
you.
That's on me. I'm telling you.
I like the pretzel M&M's.
I can make Big Spoon the happiest in the world if I bring home a bag of jelly beans.
Really? Sour?
That she loves jelly. Doesn't matter.
You know
she loves just grabbing a handful of jelly beans and eating jelly beans.
You know what candy bar never got the love that it should have it deserved?
Hmm?
What?
Peanut butter Twix.
Peanut butter Twix.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. But you know what? They have
it's
right
essentially
now
a Reese's.
You can get a bunch of different types of Snickers.
Peanut butter Twix?
They got regular Snickers. They got
peanut butter
Snickers. They got almond Snickers.
All right, you're doing a Forrest Gump right now.
No, they do. They have a lot of different Snickers right now.
Why don't you list off off all the shrimps too? Take a break. Back after this.